Hello, it's the 9th of May. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Newly elected and re-elected councillors, along with a new mayor, begin work today at Bedford Borough Council. Borough voting turnout was at 35%. 46 council seats were being contested. The Conservative Party lost 3 seats with a final tally of 14 but won the race for mayor. Conservative Tom Wootton defeated 13-year Lib Dem incumbent Dave Hodgson by 145 votes. Labour gained 3 seats, matching the Conservative Party's seat count. The Lib Dems lost 4 seats, reducing their numbers to 13. Both the Independent and Green Party each picked up a seat, bringing their totals to 2 and 3 seats respectively. Why Boston Ward will be forced to hold a by-election to replace Tom Ward, who was also re-elected to his former council seat. Mr. Wootton, a Conservative, will be unable to serve in that capacity due to his Bedford Borough Mayor win. Only 3 men now remain at large following a riot which led to 13 men escaping from the Yarlswood Detention Centre on the 28th of April. Those men have been identified as Irvin Marathi and Luftim Aliassi, both 20, and 27-year-old Arnold Lesage. Beds Police are appealing to members of the public for any information relating to the case. Residents of Airedale Nursing Home and Maidenbury House were invited to attend the coronation of King Rowan and Queen Maya at the Pilgrims Pre-Preparatory School in Bedford. The school's music coordinator, Angela Knight, said, "Our local care home residents delighted in sharing their own memories of other royal events." That's all for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.